In discussing the conventions, the thing which I found odd is in Australia we say we don't get many fans to conventions, and in a sense that's true because we talk 300, 500 for a successful NatCon or something like that. But Oz Comic Con in Adelaide had 25,000, and out over 2 days. And AvCon, which is a slightly different topic, it's not quite so it's quite the same genre because it covers more gaming and more of the anime and so on. But you're still getting 17,000 of what started as a fan-run convention in AvCon. So it's not as if we don't have the numbers.
It's still pretty much fan-run, isn't it?
I suppose it's largely still... It's run as a professional convention, but it's a sort of fan group that's doing it, that originally came out of Adelaide University. And so it's interesting that we don't get a lot to the fan ones, but we certainly get a lot to some of these others.
We so have a larger casual fan
base? Maybe.
Yeah. We don't have the professional fan ones at all. There are no experts.
Right, so a typical Croatian convention would be like a fanish one here. That is, you pay up front for X days and you go along and see whatever you want.
Fan run, volunteer run, all of the people who are doing it, volunteers, fans, and we are state and government funded. So we actually write up the project, and they don't give us a lot of money, but they give us money. We are a cultural thing.
This is interesting for me. Do you get advertising out of them, or how do you bring people into the convention?
I can speak for the Spherical, where I'm more involved. It's been going on for like 36 years now. So the last date in April is traditional. People will turn up in 2000 when there was an attempt by the older generation to give it to the newer generation. The newer generation didn't do anything. They didn't even book the venue. But people still showed up. So the organizer had a really conundrum that year because no programming, no nothing. They had to basically build a convention right there with a number of people at the door. What we do is I do PR, so I invest a lot of time beforehand to get media sponsorships. I basically, when I know who my guest of honor is and when I know which direction generally the con will take, I just look up journalists from different kinds of venues, and I say, oh, look, I have this bit interesting or this bit interesting. I basically do the job of 10 journalists for them, and that interests an additional 2, and then you get to be all over the place for 3 weeks before the con, and then people show up. Yeah. Plus, we have this additional thing that might be best left for later. We tend to have a lot of, from what I've seen at SwanCon, we tend to have cons with more scientific stuff on them. So we don't do panels as such. We've tried them last year at Contact. We will continue them, but in small percentage. We have lectures. We have 90-minute slots of people lecturing on interesting topics, and we get a lot of interest for astronomy, physics, math, stuff like that. So we get a big turnout for that as well. And we're multi-genre, so we cater to gamers, as well as the lit people, as well as the LARPers, as well every major at Sferacon, every major society that does that is involved in science fiction fandom in some way will turn up and have a table of their own, and take part in programming in some way. So it's diverse, and again, we're at the university level, so our prices are not as high as yours. To give you an example, so Sferacon is by far the costliest. Every person who pays membership for 3 days gets a free short story collection by Croatian authors. That's in its 19th year this year, I think. And the price for full membership for 3 days is, what did it come to? $15?
Wow.
So that's like when we first ran Concubine, because then we had an entry of about $20, and we got a lot of people through that one. By putting it at university, costs were really low, and by dropping the entry rate down to around $20, you got all the casual people who could walk through the door. I think that might be a key part. I'm trying to work it out because I think it's terrific. I mean, if I could run a convention with 700 people at it, that would be so cool, but I don't know what I'd do after that. I'd never go near a convention again in case because I couldn't do that well again, you know? So
well, we'll
it's terrific what you do.